You're with SBS Radio.
Calon independen Karen Phelps meraih kemenangan di daerah pemilihan Wentworth. Dr. Phelps mengalahkan calon dari Partai Liberal Dave Sharma untuk menggantikan Malcolm Turnbull di daerah pemilihan tersebut. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Sonia Hederman. Karen Phelps mengakhiri dominasi Partai Liberal selama seabad di kursi Wentworth di Sydney, memaksa Scott Morrison memimpin pemerintahan minoritas. Dr. Phelps yang cukup terkenal dikelilingi oleh para pendukungnya merayakan kemenangannya.
Thank you to the people of Wentworth for placing your trust in me. I won't let you down. I want to thank my amazing team of purple people. You have been absolutely phenomenal. The support that you have given this campaign, and I know this isn't a victory for one person.
Dr. Phelps mengatakan, hanya beberapa minggu lalu ia diragukan dapat menang.
I said that if we won the seat of Wentworth, it would make history. And my friends, we have made history. More than anything, this is a great moment for Australian democracy. This win tonight should signal a return of decency, integrity, and humanity to this country.
Dalam kekalahannya, calon dari Partai Liberal Dave Sharma menyatakan pengalaman ini membuatnya lebih rendah hati dan mencerahkan.
Tonight's result has been over a little sooner than I expected. I'm certainly glad I kept my day job and I have something to go back to. But I do want to start by paying tribute to the other candidates out there tonight, and particularly Dr. Karen Phelps, who seems to have won the seat. She ran a very good campaign. She's a formidable Australian and has given much to Australia, and I hope and trust she will be a good local member for Wentworth, and whatever I can do to support her in that role, I will.
Sementara itu, Perdana Menteri mengatakan Partai Liberal akan belajar dari hasil pemilihan di Wentworth. Namun, Morrison tetap beranggapan partainya berada di jalur yang tepat.
The Liberal Party has paid a big price tonight for the events of several months ago. But as a party, we will continue to rise again.
Namun wakil pemimpin Partai Buruh Tanya Pilbersek mengatakan pemilihan umum perlu dilakukan untuk mengakhiri penderitaan pemerintahan Morrison. Pilbersek berbicara kepada Sky News, perpindahan suara dari Liberal merupakan peristiwa bersejarah yang menunjukkan Scott Morrison tidak mengetahui keinginan warga Australia.
Well, we've been saying for some time that this government is so desperate and chaotic, so dysfunctional and divided that the best thing they could do is hold an election so the Australian people can make their minds up about whether they want a chaotic and desperate government or a Labor Party that is strong and united and focused on the issues that make a difference to Australia's everyday lives.
Sebelumnya, The Stop Adani Bondi Group mengatakan banyak warga lokal yang tidak menyukai pemerintahan Morrison akibat selama kampanye dilakukan kampanye dari pintu ke pintu di daerah pemilihan tersebut. Juru bicaranya, Simon Fosterling, mengatakan jelas para warga ingin politisi berhenti berjuang mendukung industri minyak. Ia menambahkan adanya gerakan perubahan dan ini penting khususnya menjelang pemilu yang akan datang.
It's been really inspiring to see the movement, you know, come from a grassroots level, and you know, if we can drive this change at the federal level, it's a massive achievement and it's heartwarming.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.